On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's Tory Friday, and that means Tory joins me, Tory Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm joining you? That sounds weird.
Okay, never mind. She's in the studio with me, ladies and gentlemen, Tory Lagarde.
Me. I'm such a weirdo. Who would even think to say that? Popped in my head.
Well, you actually say what other people probably think. Yeah, and that's the magic of this program.
I say too much. No, I think too much.
That's not the magic. No. The magic is that you're able to say what other people are thinking.
Without like Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
I'm in good company, huh?
Oh, my God. Can I play something for you?
Yeah. We haven't talked about him in a couple of minutes, huh?
I got so mad. He talked yesterday at a gathering in a convention hall.
Did he speak again? That's so unfortunate when that happens.
I know. He opens his mouth and shit comes out.
Ball gag for him.
He was in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, my daughter lives there.
Oh, did she go, do you think?
No.
I hope not.
I really, really doubt that.
This is unbelievable. He's starting to become a foul-mouthed comedian. He's starting to act like Andrew Dice Clay.
He wasn't always.
This is unbelievable,
oh, no.
Tori. This man wants to be present. Listen to this.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. That's your theme.
The
That's not it.
I love it.
Here we go.
We get that we're kicking ass together. We're all kicking ass. All kicking ass. By the way, I don't like this mic. Whoever the hell brought this mic system, don't the son of a to put it in, I'll tell you. These people. No, this mic is terrible. Stupid mic keeps popping. Do you hear that, George? Don't pay him. Don't pay him. You know, I believe in paying. But when somebody does a bad job, like this stupid mic, you shouldn't pay the bastard.
Wow.
I don't know what to say to that. I just don't even know what to say.
That's like me when I'm PMSing. It's exactly like that. You know what?
What's
his
worse.
Excuse?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say. I don't know
what
to say.
There's ways to say exactly what he said nicely and without all that... sarcasm and anger.
I expect
and
the president of not only the United States, but as they call it, the free world,
yeah,
not to talk like that.
You can't do that.
Oh, my God. What is he trying to do? Alienate everybody?
He thinks he has a free-for-all now, apparently, and he can do whatever he wants.
That's
he's gonna,
exactly
if he
what
wins,
he thinks.
It's because of just how I am.
That's exactly what he's trying to do. He knows that no matter what he does, he can't do any wrong. His numbers go up when he acts like this. And whose fault is that? It's his followers who keep...
It's like we're in a parallel universe. How can this be even happening?
It's like an angry mob.
Yeah.
It's like someday they're going to come out of a Trump speech convention. They're going to overturn cars and set fires.
He's going to start a nuclear war.
There's no with his mouth.
Even with his finger. Who knows? He could push a button if he gets in there.
Oh, that. Okay.
He's insane.
I was going to say.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, he's scaring me now.
Well, you know, the captain kind of likes Trump for the fact that, and we disagree on this, I know.
Captain, come here, Captain.
I know, he likes... He likes his ideas because business-minded, because the captain's very business-minded, right? And
yes.
The captain's not political.
Sure.
And so we talked a little bit about that, and he said, I'm not Democrat, I'm not Republican, and I never will be, and I believe him. He just said, I'm just right. And he goes, and I don't mean right. Because, he understands right and left.
He's always correct?
He just wants to be. He's correct. So he thinks whatever policies get put in place should be the correct ones. So I don't know. We talked about that a little. And we try not to talk about it. Because we're going to be like one of those couples. Like, what's the guy that talks like this? It's a real conservative.
And
then the woman.
Carville.
Yeah,
and,
James Carville.
And
his wife.
Mary Madeline.
Yeah, and she's a Democrat.
Yeah, yes.
So, or liberal,
no,
whatever.
He's a Democrat. She's the Republican.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, well, whatever you say.
Yeah.
And then, they're opposite.
Yeah. So, oh, they're very opposite. Yeah, extremely opposite. But they stay married somehow.
They do. So I don't even want to talk about Donald Trump.
Maybe they argue politically, and then they rip each other's clothes
off.
Yeah,
that's how it has to work. Yeah. It has to.
Well, to borrow from literature, let me just say, oh, Captain, my Captain.
I say that to him.
Wake up. Wake up, my friend. I mean, if Trump became president, besides the damage he would do as Trump with president, I mean, England doesn't even want to let him in the country.
Oh, I know. I
mean,
they're going to vote like in 2 weeks or something. Or a week, I mean. Stupid. Yeah.
But here's the problem. If he doesn't actually become president, nothing will get done. There's not one member in Congress who would say, yeah, let's do what Trump just said. I mean, they're all going to be against him. Nothing's going to happen. It's just going to be worse than what even people think now is.
It's bizarre to even entertain the thought.
You can't entertain the thought. No. I hope that he wins the Republican nomination. It'll teach Republicans that they better start getting their party together.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
And it'd also be handing whoever the Democratic nominee is
the win.
Like on a platter, man.
Oh, I hope it's on Bernie Sanders, platter. Though. And that's so probably not going to happen.
It could.
I wish it does.
It could. Apparently, he's tied with Hillary Clinton in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Ooh.
So, and that's like, she's probably not thrilled about this. She's going to have him taken out.
You mean like the Whitewater?
Yes. Uh-oh. I don't know what she's going to do to him.
Oh, boy.
But it's exciting. I think Bernie's he's as captivating as Trump is.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Right.
But I don't know if Bernie is really... I don't know if a socialist can become president. I don't think that's possible.
Anything's possible.
I want to make sure that when it's handed over to the Democrats that it's somebody who's... And there isn't so far.
Oh, that reminds me. You know what else the captain did say? And he had a good point,
all right.
I must say, is that he thinks that it doesn't matter who's president, really, because it's all Congress. They're the ones that really decide things. But I said, wait, there's executive orders.
which
rarely,
yes,
but still. Rarely. And Donald Trump would be executive ordering everything. That's the scary thought.
Yes, Captain, you're right,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. But here's where you're missing the point.
Okay.
If it's the Congress that actually runs the country and makes the laws, etc., then it's the president who is the world diplomat.
Right.
He's a diplomat of the United States to the world and to the free world. And I can't have that egotistical schmuck as the diplomat of our country to the world. No, it cannot be.
I mean, he's great on TV.
I'd rather Trump be in Congress as one out of many.
You watch him filibustering? That'd be fun.
Yes, that's fun. But as, be more entertainment.
Yeah.
But as president representing this country to other, it's bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's bye-bye.
It's good.
It's bye-bye. Every Muslim would say, ISIS, you're right. You're right.
He's so racist. I forgot about that.
He's extremely racist. And some people may say, no, he's just being cautious. You're doing what they're saying that this country does, and that's they hate Muslims. So thanks.
I want to move out of the country. If he's president, I want to move.
Mm. I've already purchased a little hut in the Lesser Antilles.
Ooh, which actually.
Did I ever tell you my Lesser Antilles story?
No, but I did some research. No, Ron, you never did.
No.
Do tell. And I'll kill you. I did some research between our last show and this show about the Netherlands.
Oh, did you?
I did because I listened to the podcast. You know, it's always funny when I listen.
Right.
Netherlands, it's something. There's a couple of Caribbean, something in the Caribbean or somewhere, or down in South. There's something down below that has to do with the Dutch as well, and not just Amsterdam and Holland and all that.
So there's more islands.
There's something. Anyway, so in the Antilles. One of them is the Lesser Antilles.
Yes. The Dutch own some islands that are not even near us.
There's a little thing floating.
Is it a fruit fly?
No, it was a little, like, you know when you blow a dandelion? That doesn't sound right. When you, like, the little plant, when you go, and the little thing, the seeds fly, it was like, it looked almost like one of those. It was a little fiber, a white fiber.
Well, that's, that's a problem because we're not outside.
Right.
And I don't have no dandelions in my room.
You have a lot of snow outside.
Yeah, that's sad.
I thought I saw it snowing this morning.
It was snowing. It was snowing.
Okay, now the sun's out, so.
Thank gosh. And no big snowstorms inside. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we do this show out of the Boston area, and it's just
We've been lucky. We can't complain about this winter so far.
But and last year, when was our first snowstorm last year? Do you remember?
Was it February?
It's the last week of January.
Last week of January,
that's when it started, and it never stopped.
And you're scared. You're getting nervous.
I'm just not planning things.
No one is
planning things. That's all.
I see reindeer still on lawns, so no one's planning.
And dead Santa's face down on the snow.
Apathetic, isn't it? People don't care. But maybe they do care about the Powerball. What happened there? I don't watch.
Oh, you know, I don't even know.
I don't either. And you know what?
Oh, my God. And I didn't even see a news story.
That's how much I care. You know why? Because I my dad got three quick picks.
Yeah.
Captain got a ticket. I got a ticket. Mm. I got one for my son. And I haven't even looked to see if the answers.
May I?
Go ahead.
All right.
I won't even know the numbers because I'm. I remember the Powerball number, though. And if you don't get that one, you don't get the big prize. You can get a million if you get all five white.
Oh, well, that.
But you don't get the big one unless you get that and the Powerball. So
I don't want to win the $1 million.
A million would suffice, wouldn't it?
I would love to be one of the lesser winners just get a million.
Well,
I think
$4 is still very less. It's the least prize.
There were winning tickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
At least.
Then it's over. The madness.
Yeah. Sold in at least three states.
But not this state, right?
No.
See? I'm not even going to look.
See, it's too big. It's just too big.
That's what she said.
Yeah. your name is not in this. California.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's that music?
I have no idea.
It's like a haunted house.
Sounds like it.
Oh my God, what did you do?
California Lottery tweeted that it sold 12 tickets that matched five of the six numbers.
Okay, well, so that's a million.
Know that. I don't understand what's going on. I don't know how to read this. Lets you stand out. Oh, shut up. I don't know how to read this.
That's okay. I mean, I couldn't even figure out how to play. I'd never played it before, so I had to like look at a tutorial on how to do it. And I get in there and I said to the man, do you use a pen or a pencil? He goes, I don't know. There's little pencils they have in there, though. They're so cute. Little pencils with the lottery thing on them. So
yes.
I filled it out. I feel like such a noob. I don't know what I was doing. I got in and out, though, of the store. Usually there's big lines you hear.
Yeah.
I was in and out, man.
Wow. So, I mean, I did, too. I bought 20 of them.
Oh, no. I can't afford $20.
Because I'm a stupid sap.
Yeah, people can probably mortgage in their houses. I mean, I was...
No. I mean, you know, I did it just... It was for entertainment.
That's it. My mother said it's fun. Yeah.
It is fun, but then when I walked out with the tickets, I realized you just got taken wrong.
Yeah, I didn't miss I didn't get the fun part. I mean, everyone's telling me, it's for fun. It's worth $6 of fun, the captain said to me.
$6 of fun. That's like gambling. That's like going to a casino and sitting down in front of a machine and saying, I'm going to blow $100 because it's fun. That's my night's entertainment. Well, maybe a movie would be better than this. You know, it's entertainment. It's in front of a machine.
It's greed.
I don't believe it's entertainment.
Is the basis of it.
Right. Maybe getting out of the house.
People think
they're going to win. Yay. And then you really do spend a little bit of time in your mind figuring what you're going to do.
No, I didn't.
Are you human?
That's what I mean. Everyone did this, but I was convinced I wasn't going to win.
Oh, no.
So why am I even playing? But I'm like, you can't win if you don't play. So I'm like, oh, they sucked me in with that dollar. It was $2 even a ticket.
It's $2 a ticket, yeah. Well, you know, it's a billion.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I have a new slogan, you can't lose if you don't play.
Yes.
That's really what
it is. I like
that
one better.
Yeah.
That's my new one. I'm adopting
really
that one.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty sad. Now, I'm glad the Powerball thing is over and we don't have to worry about that anymore and people talking about that stupid Powerball thing.
Yes, please stop.
Stop it. But we don't know who won $1 million things across the country. That has not been exposed yet. And I guess they know of one ticket sold in California. And to my knowledge, at this point in our podcast, the other two locations haven't been.
Who's going to come forward anyway if they have won the billion?
You can't come forward until you have set up a team of attorneys, et cetera. You don't just walk in and say, hey, look what I got, Joe.
But you know
you
what I read?
Don't do that.
That you can't be anonymous in Massachusetts, but there's certain states that you can.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
And this is not one of them. That stinks. Yeah, look that up.
Well, that might be the Powerball. The Powerball would be the same rules everywhere.
Right.
You're talking about for mass lotteries.
Right.
Yes. For that, yes.
Yeah.
You do sign that, yes. But you're not going to win that much, and anybody's really going to come out and kill you.
They could kidnap your kids, anything.
Absolutely.
I mean,
why
would you even...
Oh, there are a lot of people that have $1 million and that win them all the time in lotteries, but billion? No.
Yeah.
And the cash is like 900,000.
I would have taken them up some, of course.
Million.
Yeah,
$1 million.
I mean, who would wait 29 years to try to collect their prize?
I'm not going to be around.
Well, maybe I am, but I mean, who counts on that?
Well, I mean...
Especially if you're 80.
How long can you sit in front of the mailbox and wait for the mail truck? Where's the mail truck? It's the end of February.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sitting there waiting for the mail like that, unless they do direct deposit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That works.
Online.
Don't get hacked.
Yes. Yes. We'll do a $1 billion transaction online. How about that? Yeah. Oh, it's secure. It's
that
secure.
Sounds fine.
Well, it's got the green letters. It's secure.
It's legit. It's S at the end. HTTPS.
Yes. So secure.
Okay. Feel better now.
Yeah, you do.
I don't transact anything over the computer. I buy some things on Amazon here and there.
You've said that, yeah.
But I don't
You're
pay
a bit
anything.
Leery.
A bit leery is such a kind way of putting it. I'm a cynical.
You're paranoid.
Thank you.
You'll get hacked.
Everybody will. Everywhere you shop will be hacked.
Oh, that sounds like a end of the world kind of thing.
Do you know how easy it is to screw up this place?
What place?
This country.
Oh.
And others.
Yeah.
Probably this country be harder than others, but I mean, any hacker could pretty much get into any system they wanted and create incredible pandemonium. It would just be phenomenal. I'm surprised. I mean, you can shut down nuclear facilities if you hack into the system. Anything run on computers can be hacked into and manipulated.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary that nothing like that has happened.
They've done movies about it. So that gives, you know, it's...
It gives everybody
if you have the smarts. Not many people have enough smarts to do it, but the ones that do, the government tries to, you know, hire them to prevent the other ones.
Correct.
So when they arrest you, they say, hey, we won't press charges and do this if you work for us. And okay, you know, what are you going to do? That's, you know, that's blackmail. But
well, it is, but it's the only way that you can
stay out of jail. I'll do
brain.
It.
I'm like,
that okay,
or,
But then you're a fink. You're working for the man.
Yeah,
ratting out your buddies or just trying to keep them out.
You have no choice.
But you have no choice.
You have no choice at that point because otherwise they will crucify you.
That's true.
Which is what happened to what's his name?
Jesus.
That was a name. I knew Jesus.
Jesus.
Yep. He was an usher at a movie theater in Florida.
You know what? I think I've heard, you've told me this.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yes.
That's where he was this whole time. People have been looking all over for him.
Who knew?
They found him.
And I said to him, I said, do I call you Jesus or Jesus? And he said,
I don't care. It's not for me. I don't care for you.
I don't know.
Do you do what you want?
I don't even understand what
the hell you're
talking.
I'm answering the phone like this now. You know, somebody called me the other day. I answered the phone like this. Hello. I wanted to do this because, you know, they call me with the accent. And I said, hello, who is calling this, please? No, actually, I did an Indian accent. This is a true story. Yesterday, the phone rang.
Yes.
Didn't recognize anyone. It said Xerox, and then it said 213. You know, that's LA, I think.
Yeah.
So I answered the phone, hello? And he goes, hello? And he goes, yeah, this is Xerox calling. We are calling because you have a computer Windows problem. I said, no, we don't have a computer here. You can no longer, but goodbye.
Cousin Bobby?
I just give him the same accent right back. But then you know what happened? A few minutes later, the phone rang again, and I didn't recognize the number.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hello? And like, it was my dad's heart doctor.
And we're laughing.
Yes, my dad's heart doctor. It was a woman. And luckily, she didn't catch the hello.
Yes.
And then I changed back to normal accent. I mean, no accent.
Wow.
I got caught.
Gotta be careful.
Well, you know what? She didn't say, damn it. She didn't say Dr. So-and-so.
She just said what?
It was
hello?
It was just a number. And
Oh, it didn't say it on the
caller ID.
So
I wanted to answer it way, like a weird way.
I see.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
She didn't notice, probably.
You're a happy-go-lucky person who just happens to do a lot of accents.
That's all. You know,
it's harmless.
And then I'm blocking people, blocking all those numbers. You can only do like 25 numbers on Comcast to block at a time. And then your queue is full.
Yeah.
So every couple of weeks or a month, I erase all the old ones and put in new ones. So
have you ever used the do not call list?
Oh, yeah. That
doesn't work.
No.
I don't understand why they even have it. It's almost like...
It's like we're giving them the number.
Yes.
Please don't call this number. Oh, okay, so we're going to call that number? The do not call people are selling numbers. Damn. It's brilliant.
That's what it is brilliant, and that's what they do. I can't stand it. And one of the ones that scares me the most for other people, because we're intelligent people, we said,
mm-hmm.
was the guy from, India, mm-hmm. who constantly says... there's something wrong with your computer, and it completes going to a computer. We need access, and we can clean it for you. We can take care of it.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking that a kid who's 16 years old or a senior who's 70 would say, oh, my God, there's something wrong with the computer.
Right.
Thank God you called me.
Of course.
What a wonderful service you're providing.
Yeah.
I mean, God, it's just – and yet there's no laws against this because they're out of the country.
No.
It's awful. It's very scary what they can do to you.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Have you ever been scammed?
No. I don't think so.
Mm.
But I mean, should I wonder if I should entertain them. I mean, I'm always in a bad mood about these things, so I don't know if I should just be like, oh, yes, I do. What's wrong with my computer? And, you know, try to get more information. Right. Go along. I just want to hang up on these people. But, you know, maybe I could get a little more info and keep them on the phone and jerk them around and waste their time.
You could, but then you're entertaining them, and then... And then some of the calls say, if you don't want any more, I get this call from a credit card holder's something.
Yeah.
And it says, there's no problem with your credit card, but we can offer you whatever, a lower rate.
Right.
And I'm not interested, and I hang up. And then one day I stayed to the end, and they said, if you don't want any more phone calls, press 2. And I pressed 2.
Oh, you fell
Guess
for
what
it.
Happened?
You fell for it.
Yeah.
You know what the, really the solution is? Mm. Don't answer your phone.
I know, Tori.
Because then they know it's a live number, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll get you for something else.
Well, the other thing that I do is I pick up the phone, and if it's a telemarketer, I don't continue. I just press any button, and it sounds like this call is being recorded. And then they hang up very, very quickly, or they think that they've reached a bad line.
What about an air horn? Did you ever try those?
No.
People talk about those.
Kill somebody with that.
No. I don't know, or just press a button and hold it in.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, hold it in?
Yes.
You don't let go?
Right.
Oh, that's annoying.
Of course it's annoying.
Oh, good, okay.
Well, then they think that they've got a bad line. This is a bad number. I scratch it off the list. This number doesn't work.
Everyone, that's great. That's Ron. Ron told you what to do. I like that. All right, just do
sure,
that.
Sure,
right.
Sure, sure.
That's a good one.
If I could find one that did it with an Indian accent, I would. So that they better understand.
Right.
No, that really annoys me. And it always happens when you're doing something important, and then they annoy you, and you get upset.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, it's not going to change.
No, it's not going to change. I miss phones.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I would like to mention that Alan Rickman died.
Oh.
Yeah. That happened Thursday. Well, Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. And for those who aren't familiar with Alan Rickman.
Oh, my gosh, you have to be. Everyone should be, right?
Tori.
Yes.
You know that I wasn't.
Not until I told you who he was, then you were.
No, then I were.
See?
Then I was.
Right.
Then I were, and I was.
Right, see?
But just the name itself did not hit home with me.
I was so bummed out. Yeah. He was, Hans Gruber, of course, was one of his famous roles, when he falls off the Nakatomi Tower. It's not Christmas until you see him fall off the Nakatomi Towers. Mm. He was only 69. And you know, David Bowie, we were talking about, died at 69 also.
Yeah.
And they're both from England. What's going on?
Both with cancer.
Things happen in threes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else from England at 69 with cancer, you better be careful. Hurry up and turn 70.
I want to tell you something. Have you been to England before?
No.
You do a wonderful accent for someone who's not been
there. Thank you. I love it. I have friends there. I mean, relatives.
Right. So relatives that you like, that you consider friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Close relatives.
It's not a healthy place.
Oh.
It really isn't.
There's smog?
There are a lot of cities that are manufacturing cities, like Liverpool and others.
So you should live in the country.
You can, but at the same time, they don't eat healthy. Mm. They still smoke a lot.
Okay.
Cigarettes.
All right.
And they eat a lot of butter.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a healthy cuisine. It's not a healthy environment.
No.
I'm not saying that's why they get cancer. I don't know what the cancer rates are there. I'm sure they're kind of worse in this country, I would assume.
Yeah.
But
we have obesity. They have cancer.
Yeah. It's not the healthiest place in the world.
No.
And they have smog in London as well.
Hmm.
Mm. And it rains all the
time.
Like
those jackets, the London smog jackets.
Yes, very similar to London smog jacket.
London fog. I'm making a joke.
Oh, it's very funny. I didn't get it.
You don't? You never heard of London fog?
Of course I have.
Well,
I
then you didn't get my London smog joke?
I thought it was an actual manufacturer of raincoats.
Oh, okay.
Because it rains a lot there.
It does.
Yeah, it's always like...
It's miserable. It's like Seattle.
Yes, it's very much like Seattle.
Yeah. Must be that latitude thing, right?
Yeah. And it very rarely ever snows in England, and you would...
And then north of us, right?
Correct. Latitude-wise. Like yeah.
I need a globe to look at stuff.
What's up with that?
Captain wants a globe. He wants one of those nice, fancy golden globes.
Oh, like the awards?
Speaking
Does
of
he
that...
entertain?
Entertain?
He wants a Golden Globe Award?
Oh, no. No, you mean, remember, they're like gold. They're globes that are like gold color.
When I was growing up, because I liked Sherlock Holmes a lot...
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I wanted to, when I got older, I wanted to have one of those globes that stands in the middle of a room and a big.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Yeah. But it's like, it's in the center of the room. And then you put a smoking jacket on, and an ascot, and a pipe.
Ooh, okay.
And a little glass of sherry.
And you feel important.
Sherry's the part I really wanted.
Sherry, yeah.
And then you walk around the globe and you go, okay, I have made it. And you're sophisticated.
And you sound like Cartman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
You know who that is? South Park. Did a little Cartman accent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
Well,
Golden Globes.
And you know what? It's not Golden Globes. Because if you Google, it's Golden Globe. I didn't even know that till like this week. If you Google Golden Globes with an S, yes, like to look for it on like a torrent,
yeah,
all you get is porn.
Okay.
Golden Globes. I was like, oh no, that S is killing me. I'm like, come on, the Golden Globes have to be on there. So I went, wait a minute. I took the S off. And it was all over the place. You could watch the show from whenever.
Wow. I think I'd rather, if I was going to an event, I'd rather go to the Golden Globes.
You probably would.
Well, most men would.
Most men.
And a lot of women.
Oh, yeah. That's
so.
True.
I think so.
So you didn't watch it?
No, I didn't. I fell asleep.
You know what? I didn't watch it live because I had better things to do. But I always watch it like later. Sometimes I just want to get
do that?
Because you can, well, first off, YouTube has all these clips. If you just want to see clips.
True, true.
And I wanted to see the monologue, the opening monologue with Ricky Gervais.
I did that too on YouTube.
He was better before.
Yes.
He was really kind of
What a cynical asshole he is. I know he's trying to be funny and stuff, but he's doing the mean bit.
Caustic wit.
Yeah.
And boy, Mel Gibson got a good one. Mel Gibson had one of the funniest lines of the night, remember?
Yeah.
He said, I'd like seeing Ricky every 3 years. It reminds me I need to get a colonoscopy. Die. The whole audience went crazy. And that was a good one. I thought, you know what? Because he was really sticking it to Mel. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
Swearing? They kind of they bleeped it out during the show, but you can see it unedited, what he said.
His act is too.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have a nice comedian like Jay Leno or something stand there and make fun of people.
Oh, sure.
And it's delightful.
It's funny, yeah.
But when Ricky Gervais does it, it's just mean.
He is mean. You know what? They should get Tina and Amy back. That was funny.
That was good.
Oh, even when they did Cosby jokes, you know, a year ago. They put the pills in the people. I loved it. And the reactions you get, too. Of course, we saw George Clooney last year. I didn't see him this year. He has better things to do, too.
Yeah, well, he's married now. He can't get out of the house as frequently.
He was there with his girlfriend last year, though.
Yeah, but now it's his wife.
But Brad Pitt was there.
Yeah.
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Was Angelina there?
No.
Huh.
So she played babysitting the kids.
Yeah, right. They couldn't get a sitter that night. I tried everybody. I couldn't get a sitter.
You never know. I want to see them together, though. When they're separate, I go, what's happening?
Yeah.
But I think it's because of the movie The Big Short that Christian Bale was up for, which I do want to see that.
Uh-huh.
But The Captain and I, the very next movie we're seeing, Ron, is Room. R-O-O-M.
Mm-hmm.
Room. I just, you know, the trailer and the award, it got the Best Actress. I was like, we have to see this movie. But I'm going to bring Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it with some Kleenex because,
that sounds really sad.
It sounds exhilarating, though. It's got a little kid in it. I love movies with little kids.
Oh, I don't. I hate movies with little kids in them. Because
Home Alone?
No, I don't like it because I don't like to see kids in peril. It bothers me. I don't think anybody likes to see kids in peril. Something can happen to them.
It's heartwarming at the end, probably, when everything turns out good.
Not with kids.
Really?
Yeah, I don't feel that way toward kids. It's not hard. They're too little to be heartwarming. They don't know what the hell's going on. Adults, when they do something correct or heartwarming, that touches me because I can relate. I can't relate to a little kid running around.
Yeah, but you've had little kids. I can relate because I've had
little kids,
too.
Anymore.
Mine aren't either, but still, it happened, right?
The little kids aren't developed enough to do anything heartwarming. It looks like they're heartwarming, but they don't understand what they're doing. So I don't get into it. And then if they're in peril at all, it's like, oh my God, this is excruciating. The little child's in peril. I don't like that either.
All I know about this movie, which is not a secret because it's right in the description, is this woman and her son apparently are trapped in this room for like 5 years or something. Just a room.
Really?
And they finally get out.
Yeah.
Escape. I think they're kidnapped or whatever's happening, but then they get out. So I don't even know what else happens. But just to me, that one little part of it, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And his hair is growing really long.
I saw a movie very similar to that called Bucket. And this is a guy that was stuck in a bucket. His head was stuck in a bucket for 5 years.
Oh, was that like Kramer and Newman?
No, there's a little child.
When he put the bucket on his
child,
head?
Little child involved.
Shouldn't you have the bucket on your head? Why does the dummy got a bucket on his head? Keep it moving, lady. Keep it moving.
I kind of don't understand how they can make an entire movie out of someone being stuck in a room.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. It sounds like it could be a play,
sounds
too.
Wonderful.
Like it could be, you know, on a stage.
Very boring play with just one
No, because no they get out. Scenery. I saw there's something about her in the hospital later.
Yeah.
So, and they had the little kid, by the way, the little kid came to the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Had to listen to Ricky Gervais. Golden Globe.
Golden Globe. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know what it is? It's Golden Globe Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put the three in there. But when you say Golden Globes, it's boobs. It's boobs.
It's boobs.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's boobs,
ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of boobs, Katy Perry, that dress, she sat in the front row. Did you see it with the pink dress?
Yes, I did. That I saw in the clip.
Of course you did. Her boobs were way too big.
Of course you did.
Everybody did. They're like headlights. Her boobs were way too big for that dress. Yeah. I didn't even know who it was, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
I didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
She just come from the Golden Globes.
Yeah, she got it confused. Oh, Golden Globe. I thought it was Globes.
Oh, yes. I mean, no Spain to me. I just made her Mexican.
Yes, no, there wasn't. And Jim Carrey was very funny.
I didn't see that part.
Winner of two Golden Globe winner, Jim Carrey's like, winner of two Golden Globes for the announced him. And he kept going, yep, winner of two, before I go to sleep at night, I'm Jim Carrey, winner of two Golden Globes. I want it to be three Golden Globes. And it was just, he was great. He was he was the highlight of the show for me. And of course, The Revenant took a lot of rewards, as it should. Leo and the director of the movie. Yes. I loved it.
And
it
you liked that movie.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned it before.
You didn't mention last week, as I recall.
Yeah.
So my memory
even
is
the
not
week before,
great.
I think I keep talking about it.
Don't remember that. That was 2 weeks ago.
I know, right?
I get totally confused now between you doing the podcast with me and you doing the
cable
with
show.
Me
too.
I have no concept as to
what happens where.
Some things are purposely repeated and some aren't, and I don't know where they happen or anything like that.
I get confused too. Mm-hmm.
Or if it was just something in my imagination that might have been said.
It.
Yeah.
Might have been.
Because I have
real.
No. Maybe I've been inducted by aliens.
Abducted?
I've been inducted into the Alien Hall of Fame.
Of course you. Now you will be. It's a dream of Ron.
It's mine.
Like Jim Carrey.
It's my dream. I've always wondered if, like, when people are sleeping, do aliens come down from outer space?
No,
and then I realized, no, that's not possible.
But you used to think
that? Because I don't live in a trailer park.
Oh, yeah. You don't.
It's the only place they go.
They can't get through the walls. It's the house, the frame, the structure.
It's the structure.
The same way with the signal. I got no spars here.
Yeah. I can travel light years through galaxies, but man, I can't. I got to go to trailer parks. I can't get through those homes.
Yeah,
the doors are locked. I can't get through. It's impossible.
But yeah, the bars on a phone. How come, you know, it's 2016? How can we not have a signal everywhere? What is that even about?
Yeah, I know. There is no signal.
You know what? There's satellites flying around because Captain said he saw one the other night.
Oh, here we go.
And I forgot. They are out there. They're not airplanes. They're satellites. They're way, way up. And I forgot you can see them at night. Did you know that?
No, Tori, I did not.
I didn't. I forgot.
I think you can.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I guess if you can see a star, the stars are brighter.
They're moving real slow and they're way up there.
I thought those were planes.
I did too, but they're satellites. I swear to God, you can look it up.
Although I do remember when we used to have the space shuttles.
Yes.
That I would run outside and they would announce what time and what hemisphere you could see the shuttle go. And it would.
Yeah.
It went across the sky kind of like faster than slow, though. It moved at a good clip.
Yeah. You can definitely. How can we see these with our eyeballs? That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a telescope someday. Then I can see
better. Used to have one.
Did you?
Yeah. But then the people across the street got curtains.
Oh, such a pervert. Hey, you know, there's one they call Vixen or something. A telescope.
And what does it do?
I mean, it's just a telescope, but it's kind of cool. It's got my name, sort of.
Oh, I see. And I never.
Yeah.
I don't think
if
of
I
you
get
as
one,
a
I'm
Vic.
Vix.
I never think. I always think of you as a Tor.
Oh, yeah, Tor.
I never think of the Victoria part.
I know, Torrance. Yeah. I'm Torrance. You're Ronaldo. That's how it is.
Yeah.
How it's going to be.
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing I can do about being gluten-free now, too.
Are you gluten-free?
You know what? I am. And it's not like I want to be. And you know what, Ron? I've made so many jokes about gluten. I think it's karma coming back. Now I can't eat gluten.
Do we know what gluten is?
It's something to do with wheat.
Okay.
And I have the celiac disease, I guess.
You do.
So now I can't even have it.
Okay.
And it's hard because I'm hungry a lot and I don't know what to eat.
Okay.
So I have to go shopping for gluten-free stuff.
All right. Have you felt better since not glutening?
Not really. Yeah. Not yet, because it's soon. They just told me, and I was eating many things as I could before they really lowered the boom.
You know what's interesting, Torrance, is that I have been diagnosed with borderline high blood sugar.
Oh, and it's diabetic, right?
Yeah, it's like Ron, if you continue on this road, you're going to have type 2 diabetes just like everybody else on the planet.
Right, then
everybody does. It's an age thing.
I don't.
It's an age thing. You will. Aww. It's an age thing. Because your body, as you get older, processes sugar differently. And
slower
it
does, or something, right?
Yes. So the sugar that remains is higher. So you have more glucose in your body. And but most people over 50 have this. Most people. Mm-hmm. Except you.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been staying away from sugars, and I've been eating healthy. And when I do interviews with all these cookbooks now are either gluten-free or for diabetics.
Okay.
They're all like that. And what I say to all of them and what they agree with is, thank God I have this possible concern borderline.
Right.
Thank God you've got this disease with the gluten, because now we're going to be eating healthy.
Yes.
We're going to be actually healthier people. We're going to eat the way we should have been eating all this time.
Can I say something about that?
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm going to tell you, is that mm-hmm. the captain said he is going to adopt my uh-huh. same diet because mm-hmm. it is healthier.
Mm-hmm.
But who would do that for me? Like, he's saying, well, I'm not going to eat gluten either then. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And he's going to make me have to stick with my diet, which I like. I appreciate that, because I don't want to be sick. And
well,
now
it's certainly helpful if you have two people who
yes.
are together eating
so when
the
we
same
shop
diet.
Together, that's it. We're
absolutely.
Just going to buy that.
I mean, it's great. But like I say, and like my captain probably feels, is that he shall, as a result, actually be in a healthier place as well.
Right.
And we shouldn't be eating tons of sugar, and we shouldn't. And wheat gluten is not good for you. It's not good for your body. And that's a fact, even though we don't know what the hell it is.
I liked Wheaties. I'm going to miss them, I'm telling you. So certain cereals I will miss.
Cheerios
is fine. I'm eating Cheerios and Chex. So
eventually, because of us mm-hmm. and our generation, eventually you're going to find more than half of the items in a supermarket are going to be gluten-free.
That would be good, because it's hard. It's challenging to find them right now.
You're starting to find those sections much larger.
Right. I heard Market Basket has a good section, but I don't really care for the madness in the store.
Yeah.
But I might have to just man up and go in there.
I really feel that within a year, supermarkets will be catering to all of this.
Right.
I really
good.
Do. Yeah.
There's a store called Aldi's in Rainham,
mm-hmm.
which I've never heard of, but I started looking up gluten-free things,
yeah.
and they're a very popular place for that. And they're cheap, and mm-hmm. you bring your own bags, mm-hmm. and you pay a quarter for the shopping cart,
oh.
and then you put it back and you get your quarter back, so they can, don't have to retrieve the carts and pay someone to do that.
Oh, okay.
So it's really like low prices.
Just because of the carts?
No, I think because they don't have bags, and they don't stock like 30,000 items like they said most stores have.
Okay.
They have like just the real popular items.
I see.
And they have a great gluten-free section.
Okay.
But the bread is going to be tricky. I looked up a certain kind of bread I wanted, which is their bread, Aldi's.
Yes.
Because otherwise it tastes like sour sponges. I'm reading
Correct.
Comments
Correct.
And things, but
well,
this one's good.
Well, it kind of crumbles a little bit.
Crumbles.
Right.
So this one's supposed to be good from all the reading I've done. I don't want to just go buy trial and error. I want other people's trial and error.
I my son's now wife.
That's right. You said they have
gluten thing. Right. And so when they come over, I cook gluten-free.
Good.
And it's wonderful. And I don't get sick from it either when I eat like that. There was a bread that I had picked up at Market Basket.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. It was better than bread.
You have to tell me.
But what you do is you throw it in a toaster oven and you warm it up. And when you do that, it becomes like real. And it is so good. I mean, man, it's the best bread I've ever had
really?
In my life.
We have to talk after the show. We have to write this stuff down.
I'm going to have to, I have to go to the supermarket to see it.
Which supermarket?
It was Market Basket.
Okay.
I go there
every
once in a while just to so that I appear to be pedestrian.
Yes, yes. Like Roach Brothers.
Yeah, well, when I go there, I'm not being pedestrian.
No, it's too fancy.
Everybody's walking around, you know, with cocktails. And
it's all white people again.
Oh, no.
Like Trukies.
They let other people in.
Well, I know, but you see these little micro
like
universes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just all old white people at like Trukies is when I go to Abington.
It's not all white people.
It is.
It is not.
In Trukies, I'm telling you. I'm going to take a video camera and walk through the aisles and show you. I won't show everybody else, but I'll show
I've
you.
I've been in Trukies. It's a very...
the one in Abington.
It's not a clean store.
It just is what it is. I'm telling you. I've been there
I know it is
to
what
know.
It is, which is not clean.
Well, I mean...
I'm sure everything's clean.
It's like
and
middle
such.
America. It's like the 1950s. It's
Correct.
Leave it to Beaver,
Correct.
Including everyone
Correct.
In there.
Yes. before they had hand sanitizer.
Even the bad boys. Everybody's white. It's all white people.
I don't know why you say that.
Because it is. I mean, I'm just shocked. There's supposed to be diversity in the world. What's happening?
Well, there is. I mean, it's right next to cities that aren't very diverse. I don't understand why that would be.
Maybe people don't feel welcome in there.
Prices are not high.
No.
So why
maybe
would
they're getting the hairy eyeball when they go in, minorities. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how you... maybe they think it's an Italian supermarket and all they have is
like
prosciutto.
Vincenti's. Vincenti's. Is it Vincenti's?
Yes.
Vincenti's.
Whatever.
Yeah, I've never been there. I'm curious.
I don't know how to dress.
Do they have gluten-free Spanish foods?
What do you wear? What do you wear when you go to Potenti's?
You wear a Carmen Miranda thing on your head. the bananas.
Like a fruitcake. Just put a fruitcake on your head.
Well, I named my daughter... only for Christmas. Right. I named my daughter Miranda when she was an infant. I mean, yeah. I named her in the hospital. And my mother laughed at me. She said, what are you talking about? Like Carmen Miranda?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the only Miranda we know.
It is. But you know what, Mom? I'm like, you know what? It's done.
Yeah.
You know, no more input. When you know what? People that have babies and they're pregnant, don't even, you know, if people want to tell you, that's a bad name, that's a good name, just don't even talk to them because it's your decision.
True. It's true.
Everybody else is an idiot.
You had
it's
a
up
reason.
To you.
You had a reason for it.
I don't know.
She
has a great name.
Fine.
Now, there's, you know, Miranda's are in popular culture, very pretty.
Now,
Miranda
now
Kerr,
very,
Miranda,
yes.
Whatever, Lambert.
No, it's a fine name. It's a fine name. I spoke to a guy a few days ago on the podcast. His first name was Todd. And he was
Todd.
He was at the Las
Nugget
Vegas.
Patrol. Put some Band-Aids on those mosquito bites.
He was at the Las Vegas electronics convention show.
That's not nerdy at all.
It was extremely nerdy. and I just couldn't get away from the fact that there was actually a person named Todd, really.
Well, there's a Todd Petty. This Todd's.
Yeah, well, Todd Petty doesn't look like a Todd, but that's
I think he does.
I just don't know where that comes from.
Oh.
Why would...
I dated a Todd back in high
school.
Did
you?
Back in high school.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Did you know his name was Todd before you dated him?
Yes.
And yet you still went out with
him?
And
he was like a year younger than me. And let me tell you, in high school, when someone's a year younger than you, that's a big deal.
Oh, it is. It's half your age.
Very funny. I mean, he was 15 and I was 16.
Yeah.
That's still, I mean, you usually date older.
That's really
wrong.
But I was
like,
it is wrong.
I had my reasons.
It's wrong. I think it's wrong for you both to be dating each other at that age, to be honest with you. Aren't there certain laws? Oh, that's for
sex. I gave him my ring to wear, and it was like because it was in a silver,
nice.
It was like a turquoise. So it could be, what do you call them? Unisex ring.
Okay.
So he wore my ring the whole time we were dating. Isn't that kind of an opposite thing? And then when we broke up, he gave it back.
And which role did you play? So what did he give you? Anything? No. Syphilis?
Something like that.
Oh, Todd. Before I would go out with a guy named Todd, well, first of all, that's not going to happen. But secondly, I would say when we're in public, I'm going to call you Bob or something.
It's not much better.
I can't do this. Sure it is.
Neil and Bob.
Oh, Tori. Oh, you. You kidder. No, that's good. I like that name. I like the fact that your boyfriend's name is Captain. I mean, that's not his real name, but that's what people are calling. I'm not going to say his real name.
I know.
Because I don't use my real name. I wouldn't say that, certainly. But I was thinking, I said, that is very, very cool. So,
he's a merchant marine captain.
Yeah,
yes.
I understand that. I'm not. But yet, I would want to be called something of stature. I think that's really...
Really? Some people like it.
When you refer to him, he sounds very...
Everyone asks me, you know, when they see me in the real world, not Facebook or wherever, they say,
very authoritative.
This captain, who's this captain?
Yes.
So then I know they're stalking my page for one thing, because I talk about him a lot on Facebook, but now they want to hear about him in person.
This is good. This is like, where's Waldo, Captain?
You know what? He doesn't like Facebook, so I'm not putting him on there. And sometimes I don't talk about him, but he's getting more into it a little more. So I'm going to be able to.
I'm looking for something like that. Like
right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a moniker, you mean?
No, I don't want to be called Monica.
No, a moniker.
Oh, like with a...
You mean like a name like Captain or General?
Yeah. General. Well, nothing
General
military.
General Van Damme. The Dutch Army. with the corkscrews.
And we can hear you coming, too. With your damn shoes.
Clopping along. Clop, 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 clop.
Was that your horse or are you walking toward me? No, I don't want to be anything military. I want to be something different, like president run or something. Or when I used to go into convenience stores when I was doing the radio station thing, they always used to call me either chief or boss.
Yes, yes, that's a big thing.
I love that, and I really felt good about that. I fired some of these people too. Well, then you're fired. That means I get stuff for free if I'm your boss.
Ronald Trump.
Don't ever.
Donald Van Damme. I don't know how to mix it there.
Donald.
The Donald.
If he was Don Trump, I'd say, yeah, it's kind of Donald. Donald's very.
Donald Duck. Yeah, it's too.
A very formal.
Well, you got Ronald. It's very close. But, I don't know. Be careful there.
But I'm not Ronald, though. Van Damme. I'm Ron.
That's right. You're right. Okay, I see what you mean.
Here's a man that's so familiar, and yet he's, but you call me Donald.
Yeah.
It's just kind of odd.
You're right. I never thought of that. You're right.
Hey, I'm Don. I'm one of you.
I have an Uncle Don. Hi, Uncle Don.
Great.
No one ever called him Donald, not once in his whole life. I don't even think his name is Donald. I think it's actually Don.
Really?
I swear.
Maybe not. Maybe just no one had the balls to call him Donald.
No. Well, he was in the Marines.
There you go.
Really, he was. Uh-huh. But he was from upstate New York, though, way up in the sticks. So maybe they just called him, like my mother's name is Ona. Ona May.
Ona May.
So maybe it was Don. Huh. Because his brother is Dale. I have an uncle Dale, Don, Doug, David. They're very simple names. Douglas was Douglas, though. Doug was Douglas.
Yeah, they're very simple names.
So I don't think Don was Donald, but I'm not 100%. But you know what? Next week I'll get back to you.
You know what? Thanks. Appreciate it. Now just a little musical interlude. Everybody grab your partner and your corner.
Dosado. Promenade.
That's your mouth.
I'm supposed to do the time, right? Let me think about you took my screen off so I can't see now.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, guess how long we've been 48. Going here.
What is it? Really? What?
I can't read it. I think it says 48.
46:37.
Oh, it's a 6. I'm sorry.
46 and a half.
Okay, well that's really close though.
Hey man.
That's really man.
Hey man.
Hey man,
I'm good, right? I'm good at something. Yay,
Tori! I think I need to wear my glasses more frequently. I didn't know if that was.
I know
was a
how
six
could
or
I
an
see
eight.
It, and you couldn't. My eyes aren't that good either. But you know, the reflexes are the last to go, which is good because you notice I was still fast. We still got it. We dropped something.
Oh yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, that I. Although I have reached a stage in my life when I drop something if it's not important, I'll just leave it. I used to pick up pennies and quarters and go, oh, look, a nickel. And I thought, this is my lucky day. And I would stoop down and pick up the nickel and put it in my
dollar,
pocket.
Huh? I reach for quarters. A dime. I'll pick up a dime.
Good for you. Good for
you.
You
don't?
Well, you're a lot closer to the crowd. For me, it's like a hole. I got to get the crane in. It's
a hole. Yeah, pennies, I'm all done with that. I'm all over the pennies.
You know, what if I don't come up again? It's for a nickel, you decided to just... You're stuck on the
what
ground.
What happened, Ron? Why are you wearing the neck brace? Can you imagine the story? You have to tell someone. You have to admit it, okay? You have to make up a whole other story about some sex thing. You'd have to.
Oh, I'd be stuck. I'd be stuck. I mean, it would be worse than the movie Room. My movie would be ground. I'd be stuck on the ground for 5 months. Ron, what happened? Nickel, I don't know.
That reminds me of David Cross, who was the funniest comedian ever. Uh-huh. Okay, he made this one joke. It was about, you know, because he's an atheist. Mm. And he's a flaming atheist.
Yeah.
He said, you know, can you imagine what kind of God lets people live to be 800 years old, you know, years ago in the Bible? He goes, can you imagine if you fall down and break a hip and nobody's around, there you're going to lie. When you're 100, you're going to lie there for 700 more years. You better hope a piece of fruit rolls by. He cracks me up. He's my favorite.
It's funny.
Oh, my God.
But in those days, weren't people just always walking through the desert? The chances are you'd run across somebody you knew.
How many people were there? I don't even know.
I don't know how many people. I don't know the exact number.
Yeah. How can you even prove it?
That there were people?
I mean, how many?
I can't prove anything. I can't prove anything.
I can't prove I was here on this day.
That's the problem with the Bible with me is there's no pictures in it.
They're out for children. Children's Bibles have pictures. Drawings.
Yeah, but they're not photographs. I mean, I would love that proof.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, right.
I would love to see, like, Jesus holding up a newspaper with the date on it. I would say, oh, okay, verified.
That
it's
reminds
verified.
Me. When you say there's no pictures, do you ever see this picture floating around the internet? It says a picture of the very first camera, and they're holding it. And they're like, well, who took the picture?
That's a good point.
Isn't it? What a mind screw.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I swear, Google it. I swear to God again, it's there. And it blows my mind.
Maybe it was the person with the very second camera.
Taking the very first camera. And then they made another one. I mean, it's, you know, the things you learn online. I love the internet. It's so full of information.
Never thought of that. That's a very interesting conundrum.
It is a conundrum. Wrapped behind a riddle, stuck behind the refrigerator.
That's true. It's kind of odd. All right. I think we're almost out of time.
That works for me.
I can't wait to stop this, can you?
Well, I was so upset when I got here. See how the tide has turned?
It is. It's like the oceans.
It is.
How they just keep...
My cycles. My ocean cycles.
Okay.
Well, I had bad news. I don't like hearing Alan Rickman die. That was upsetting.
You don't like hearing anybody die that
When someone... I don't even know him. So can you imagine how I will react when a relative...
Can't. No, I can't.
That's why none of my relatives are allowed to die, just so you know. Well,
did you tell them?
Oh, yes. They know.
Good. Okay, fine.
So good.
And all is fine.
It really is.
All is good. I don't. I have no idea. I have no idea.
That's okay.
I just. I don't know.
You just go along.
I just go along with it, right? I just whatever.
Whatever.
It's just take me by the hand.
Oh, what will Tori say today? Just come on in, Tori. Let's find out. What kind of mood you in? All right.
Let her say her stuff.
And it's just started. I still have to do this on television on EastonCat.org.
Oh, good. I had no idea. Still. So we were off to do that. In about half an hour, we'll be in a television studio, probably duplicating what we just did.
Sure, part of it. We can only do 30 minutes worth. Luckily for you.
We'll do the part that we remember that we did. Other than that, probably not.
And you can
not.
See Ron's face when he's not talking and mine when I'm not talking.
Tori. All right, Tori. It's a fascinating program, though. And it's not just the two of us talking. It's the weird things that go on behind us.
Oh, I love
us
the graphics. George does an awesome job with the graphics.
It's so funny.
I love that. It's really funny.
We do the show, and we have no idea what he's going to do. And then when the show airs...
Right. He's taken it home and tweaked it.
Yes. Well, more than tweaked it.
Now you know who Toe Cutter is? Did you see the picture of Toe Cutter?
Yes.
Now I'm Toe Cutter.
It's perfect. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, she's Tori Lagarde, and I'm Ron Van Dam, and we'll see you next time. Thank you very much. You can pay if you'd like at the door. We take major contributions.
Water on the toilet.
Right. Okay. Where is it? Here it is.